Hi. Hey, hello there. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, come in here right now, because it's time for the party with Big John and Sparky.
Stupid cubs and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Mysterious Speck on the Far Horizon. We were returning from Africa aboard Captain Squinty's sailing ship, the April Blossom, just taking it easy in the equatorial sun. Yuki and Sparky spotted something on the horizon. They were scanning the horizon, trying to find a mermaid or a sea monster or something that would add a little excitement to their day, when, sure enough, they did see something through the binoculars. So they called Mayor Plumfront and me and Captain Squinty to come see. We were on our way, and Squinty was in the lead.
What do you see, mateys? Where is it?
Turn over that way, Captain Squinty. Over there on the horizon.
I don't see nothing. Neither do I. I don't see a thing.
Well, it's too far away to see without the binoculars.
I'll take a look through my glass. Step aside there, mateys.
It's still out there. Just a tiny speck. Not getting any closer either.
That's strange.
You see something, Captain Squinty?
Aye, that I do, mate.
Maybe it's another ship.
That can't be. We were just making contact with the nearest ship in the radio room not more than a half hour ago. That ship's 500 miles up to the north of us, but this spot on the horizon is south. Not supposed to be any ships in that vicinity.
Hey, maybe it's a mermaid.
Impossible. But we're going to find out. When something appears on the sea where nothing's supposed to be, we investigate. Ahoy there, Barnabas. Give us 5 points to the port side. Give us southwest for south.
I suppose your glass, Captain Squinty, is a lot more powerful than our binoculars. Can't you make out anything at all?
Not from here, matey. It's pretty far away. Looks to me like it's something rather small.
Well, mermaids are small. It's getting closer, though. The speck I see through my binoculars get a little bit bigger now.
Well, we're getting closer to it, Yuki, because Captain Squinty told Barnabas up there at the wheel to steer the ship in that direction.
What do you suppose it is, Squinty?
Well, I still think it's one of them there mermaids. Either that or a sea monster.
Oh, come on, Yuki. Cut that out.
Nah, it's not a mermaid or a sea monster. After you've sailed the seas as long as I have, you know that there aren't such things.
Yeah, but I know I've heard some mighty fantastic tales about those things.
Yuki, why don't you be quiet about the fantastic tales you've heard about mermaids and sea monsters? There just is no such thing.
Aye, right you be, Blubber. Well, I'm going to get a better look at that object on the horizon.
A better look? How? What do you mean? Are you going to look through some more powerful magnifying glass?
Oh, no, there isn't a more powerful glass on the ship than this telescope of mine there, laddie.
Well, then how are you going to get a better look?
I'm going to climb up there to the crow's nest.
Way up there on top of the mast? Wish I could look from up there.
Well, come along.
Hey, can I? Wowie. Hey, can I go up in the crow's nest with Captain Squinty, Big John? Is it all right?
You mean climb up that rope ladder all the way up to the top of the mast? Why, you'd fall before you got halfway up there.
No, I won't. Hey, come on, please. Let me go up with Captain Squinty.
The lad won't fall, Big John. I'll let him climb up the ladder ahead of me. If he slips, I'll just catch him.
Well, all right, Captain, if you say so, but keep a good eye on him.
Aye. Come on, lad. Hop up under the rail here and up the rope ladder with you. Let's see what kind of a sailor you are here. Up we go.
Okay, John Squinty. Here I go. There. Up on the rail. It's a storm, yeah, Big John. Hey, look at me. Look at me, you guys. I'm a sailor. Look, I'm climbing up to the crow's nest.
Now, just keep looking up as you climb, matey. Don't look down or you'll get dizzy when you get up high.
Yeah, okay. Don't worry, Captain Squinty.
Sparky, you do as Captain Squinty says. And be careful now. No fooling around on that rope ladder. You hear me?
Don't worry, Big John. Hey. Boy, this isn't as easy as it looks, climbing up this rope ladder.
Well, it is a little tricky, matey, until you get the hang of it. You pardon the expression. The ropes like to swing around on you. You're doing pretty good, though, there, lad.
Yeah, look how far up we are already.
Aye.
Hey, you know something? The ship looks different from up here, doesn't it?
Hey, don't look down, lad. Don't look down. You might get dizzy.
Okay. Yeah, from way up there, we'll be able to see it a lot better, huh, Captain Squinty?
You bet. By the time we get up there, the ship will look a lot closer to whatever that object is you and Yuki spotted on the horizon.
Boy, the wind sure is blowing a lot harder up here.
That it is. Well, here we are at the top of the rope ladder. Now, hold on tight here and climb over there into the crow's nest, lad. Over you go.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, Captain Squinty.
Easy does it.
I'm in.
All right. Now step aside whilst I climb in there. There we are. Now, let's take a look on that object out there in the ocean.
Yeah, I am looking at it through my binoculars, Captain Squinty. Does it look like the same thing to you that it does to me?
By the great horn spoon, those swabs must be shipwrecked.
Yes, sirree. That sure looks like a raft with men on it to me. Hey, Big John! Can you hear me down there?
Yeah, we can hear you all right. Hey, can you see better up there?
Yeah. It looks like a raft with men on it.
We'll be able to tell much better when we get a little closer to it.
Real close to the raft now, and I can see four men.
Aye, four men, and that's a raft, all right, but it doesn't look like a raft off any ship. That raft is made of logs lashed together by strong vine.
Hey, do you think they were shipwrecked on an island and they made that raft so they could escape and get off the island?
Oh, I don't know, matey. There aren't any uninhabited islands around here. Besides, those swabs on that raft, they don't look very shipwrecked to me.
Well, if they're not shipwrecked, what do you think they're doing way out here in the middle of the ocean?
That beats me. I see Blubber and Big John are talking to the fellas on the raft now. They'll find out. I wish we were down there.
Boy, look, Captain Squinty. Those men on the raft are waving at Big John and the mayor like they want us to get away from here.
Well, listen, let's get down there and see what this is all about. Now, I'll go down the rope ladder first, matey, and you follow right behind me so as I can catch you in case.
Okay, I'm right behind you, Captain Squinty.
Hey, Squinty!
Hi!
You and the lad come down here if you want to hear the strangest story that you ever did hear.
Yeah, we're on our way, Blubber. Just a minute, we'll be right there with you.
Are we going to rescue those men on the raft, Mayor?
Nothing to rescue them from, lad. Fact of the matter is, they want us to get out of here and let them alone.
Here you are, Spiky lad. Down we go. Now, here we are back on deck. Now, what's going on, Buster? Who are those swabs out there on the raft?
Well, I've read about things like this, Captain Squinty. I never thought I'd see such an expedition in action. Squint, what do you know? These fellers have cast themselves adrift on the ocean from Portugal 2 months ago. And for 2 months, they've been floating around out here in the ocean on that their homemade raft. Yes, sir.
Raft? Wow. Well, why are they doing that?
They're scientists, Sparky. They're trying to prove their theory that the people who settled in ancient Mexico came from Portugal.
Yeah, you see, lad, they think the people who went to Mexico left Portugal on a raft, and it floated on the ocean current and landed in Mexico. They're out to prove their theory.
Well, shiver me timbers. I guess we won't have to rescue them then. Barnabas! Ahoy there! Get us back on course quick as you can.
Aye, aye, sir.
Can you imagine that? Four men on a primitive raft way out here in the middle of the ocean, completely at the mercy of the sea.
Boy, you sure do see all kinds of odd things out here in the ocean, don't you? Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, we're moving away from those four men on the raft pretty fast now. They're almost out of sight. Boy, I don't think I'd like to be on that raft with them. Just think, they've been floating around on that thing for 2 months. They think the first people who lived in Mexico got there in a raft just like theirs, and that they floated to Mexico from Portugal, and they're trying to see if they can do the same thing. Boy, isn't that something? And hey, I wonder when we'll reach the United States. We've been sailing a long time. I bet it won't be long and we'll be home again. It sure will be good to see Rabbit Ears and Maxie and Charlie and all the rest of the guys again. Yes, sirree. ¶¶